Now there were certain Greeks among those that went up to worship at the feast. These, therefore, came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew came with Philip, and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to everlasting life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there will my servant also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this cause I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then there came a voice out of the sky, saying, "I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again." The crowd therefore, who stood by and heard it, said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice hasn't come for my sake, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the prince of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw everyone to myself." But he said this, signifying by what kind of death he should die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard out of the law that the Messiah remains forever. Then how can you say, 'The Son of Man must be lifted up'? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus therefore said to them, "Yet a little while the light is with you. Walk while you have light, that darkness does not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of light." Jesus said these things, and he departed and hid himself from them.